Blog Talk Radio.
When was the last time that you felt the old you start coming out? Maybe you used to be violent. Maybe whenever somebody talked to you in a way that you didn't appreciate, you had to let them know. Like, I'm not really the one for you to be all up in their face, talking loud, acting like it's all this, that, and the third. Maybe before it was harder for you to control your emotions, you know, screaming, yelling. Maybe you used to reach out and touch somebody. You ain't like what they said. They got too close to you. You made sure that they gave you proper space, but you didn't just push them away. Wow. It was what it was. What can be the triggers that will make you go back to what you were before? What are some of the things that can happen that will have people saying, yeah, I thought he changed, or I thought she changed, but I see they still got that old fire in them. Sometimes people are happy to know that you still got that old fire in you. Sometimes people are glad to know that you didn't put all of your weapons away, or that you're not going to totally go the civil rights movement route, which is nonviolent. You know what I mean? And it's not always about violence. Like yesterday we were talking about the difference between making it on your own and surviving on your own. Well, maybe your means of survival back in the day with the old you were doing whatever came to you in order for you to make it to the next day. Whatever it took for you to make it from wherever you were out there in the world to home. That's what you did. So sometimes you can ask for permission in order to go forward, and sometimes you just have to do what you have to do. So maybe when your back is up against the wall, the old you comes out, and it comes out swinging. It comes out stabbing. It comes out shooting. It comes out doing whatever you need to do in order to make it home. We'll take care of everything once I make it home, because I got people at home waiting for me. I got babies. I got a spouse. I got a house payment to make. And I can't do it out here getting caught out here in these streets. But see, these streets think I'm sweet now because I'm not out here trying to run these streets. But maybe I need to come back every now and then and make an appearance on these streets to let you know that not only did I used to run it, but I could run it again and effectively as if I never left. When the old you starts coming out, maybe in your hustling days, maybe in your get money days, you never had a conventional job. You don't know what it was like to work 9 to 5. Now, maybe you went to jail for a certain amount of time, and you know you got counseling and all that kind of stuff, and you had an epiphany, or you found God, whatever the case may be, and you decided to turn your life around and say, listen, I don't have to be out there selling that poison. I don't have to be out there putting my life in danger. I don't have to be out there sacrificing my freedom and leaving my people out there to fend for themselves. I don't have to do that no more. I'm going to go put on me a pair of wingtips or 9 slip shoes because you know, you're working in the kitchen. You know what I mean? You got to start somewhere. But nonetheless, you have decided to go legit, to do what the squares do. You know, get yourself a little 401k package, retirement plan, taking the safe route. Perhaps you decided to do that and leave that street life alone. You've opted to have to work that slow money instead of going out there and getting that fast money. But maybe when certain things happen, like, damn, man, my baby girl or my baby boy didn't get a scholarship to college. We need money so they can go to that college. Maybe your kids play sports, but they didn't get a scholarship. So they still want to play sports, but they're going to have to walk on if they expect to play college sports. So that means you have to come up with the college tuition. And you know that you're not going to be able to come up with the type of money for college tuition working at the job that you're working in. What are you going to do? Will that make the old you start to come out? Will that make you say, you know, if I make a couple of calls, in about 6 months, I might be able to scrape up enough cake to pay for this whole year. You know how expensive a year of college can be, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000. Well, yeah, I could do that. Now, I'm not going to go back to this life to live this life, but in order to put my babies through school, I don't see no other way. I'm not trying to take out these loans. Or maybe I'm taking out the loans, but I want to be able to pay the loans back early, before they even get out of school. Who does that? We gonna do that. So the old you had to hit the streets, made a couple of calls, got back in touch with the people that you know are still out there making the moves. They was happy to see you back. Oh man, you back, June? You back? Nah, man, I'm not all the way back. You know what I mean? I'm not. Listen, man, I, you know my little princess is graduating this year, and you know, she's going to this school out in the Midwest and all of that. So I gotta get this money for that. Can you help me out? Call, you know, our people that used to, you know, you still running with them? Yeah? All right. Well, I need to be in, but I only need to be in for a little bit of time. I'm not trying to make a life out of this no more. All right, man, June, I got you.
boom, you back in it like you never left. You might have made the 60, 75, 100 grand in less time than you meant to make it. You was giving yourself 6 months. You might have made the 50 grand in 5 weeks. Like, oh. But I said 6 months. You know. But that's when the old you starts coming out. Your old you may have start coming out because of opportunism. Let's do this. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. With this your daily. Go get a missing show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should. I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. We're talking about when the old you starts coming out. What is the old you? What were your old survival tactics? What were the things that you used to do that would get you from one day to the next day? What were the tactics that you employed to make money, to make love, to make sense? We all have ways that we did things when we were younger that made sense to us. We had things that we did in order to go where we wanted to go, see what we wanted to see, learn what we needed to learn, and whatever the case may be, what have you. Something happened along the way. We learned more. We grew more. We experienced more. People came into our lives. We saw different ways of achieving what we wanted. Our goals, our aspirations changed. You know, sometimes we talk fondly about how we were back in the day. Like, yo, man, you know, sometimes I sit back and I wonder how I even made it to this age. Remember that age that you thought that you would never make it to? A lot of us have an age that we never thought we would make it to. And for some people, it's a young age. I know people who said, I never thought I would live to see 30 years old. Not with the stuff I was doing, man. The crew I was rolling with, the things I was doing, I was wilding. I was out of pocket. The things I was doing, I really thought that I wouldn't make it to be older than Tupac, Biggie. Biggie died at age 24. Tupac died at age 25. They didn't live no life. You know, when we talk about, anyway. So it's funny because both of them in their music, they talked about what they used to do and how they used to be. They hadn't lived. Here we are, double their age. I know I am. I'm double the age they were when they died. So I was around their age when they died. And they was too young to die then. But as you know, there is no age limit for the Reaper. The Reaper is the trapper keeper. But anyway, but they talked a lot about how they used to be and how they were, as if they had really metamorphosized into a different person, but they hadn't. They were still young, and that's why they were running the way they were running and doing the things that they were doing. You know what I mean? They hadn't really lived to see what life and progression would offer them once they got to a mature age. 24 and 25 is not a mature age, but you can't tell nobody that's 24 or 25 that.
They be feeling grown. Time for me to make moves out here. But there are a lot of things that we used to do that when we think about it, it's like, yo, how did I get away with that? How was I doing that every day? For example, for those of y'all who used to drink all the time, get high all the time, you smoking every day, you drinking every day, you popping pills every day, Xannies and Percs. You know, Philadelphia is like the Percocet capital of the United States. Did you know that? I mean, Percocet is the flavor of Philly. If there was a Philly drug flag, it would have a Percocet on it. And those who know what I'm talking about. It's true. We love Percs. Relax. And that's not to say. Funny I say this when I've never hung around anybody who did Percs, but you know, it's a big thing, you know. But the thing is, you may have gotten high every day to dull some type of life pain that you were going through. That may have been your coping mechanism until you got clean or until something happened to you. Maybe you had your first children and that changed your whole life around. For a lot of people, having children changes everything for them. I've heard plenty of people say, yo, if it wasn't for my baby, I know I was headed right to the graveyard. The graveyard or the prison yard, that was it. Once I realized that I could bring a life into this world and that life meant something and it meant more than self-medicating and all of that kind of stuff, yeah, I changed all of that. But what can make you go back to it? You know, people who struggle with addiction have to ask themselves these questions all the time. There may be triggers that take you right back to where you used to be and how you used to be and what you used to be. Well, what is it for you? Drug addicts, alcoholics, they got to deal with that. They have to deal with that on a regular basis. Things that will trigger them and take them right back to their addiction. Now, do they stay there? Some do. Some hang out and revert back to their addiction for a while. For some people, nah, they go back for whatever purpose that they needed to go back for, and then, you know, they get clean again and start all over. Carol said, I thought it was Xannies. Xannies, see, there's a difference between the high with Percs and Xannies. Xannies, and you're gonna have to see. I'm gonna go out on a limb with this one. And people can correct me if they know better. But I'm gonna say this. Xannies are for girls. Percs are for boys. Very rarely do I hear girls saying that they high off Percs. Very rarely do I hear men say that they high off Xannies. Y'all might know better than me. I'm just telling y'all what I know. Dead serious. I remember years ago, you know, my baby brother is a hustler, and his mom found a bag of his Xannies. And you know, the Xannies, he had the big battery looking joint. I don't know if you've ever seen what a Xanax looked like, but they look like three or four pills in one pill. So you could break it down and get four of them, or you could take, if you take the whole thing, they call that a battery. And he had a bag full of them. So me being the way I was,
I wasn't going to take the pills. I never been into that. But I knew some girls that liked them. And I'm playing around with them. I'm like, I got some Xannies. I got some, you know, if you want them, you know, I can. They was like, you do? Dead serious. Yeah, I do. But you got to do something. You got to do something for them. These things ain't free. And I remember one chick, she was like, show them to me. And I showed it to her. She was like, what you want? I was like, you know what? I'm out of here. You know what I mean? I don't even. What did I do with them bag of pills? In my life, I've touched drugs. So I had a bag of Xannies, and I had a bag of crack. The crack, I had to get them out of my, I had to get them out of my apartment. And I felt like they was bringing evil spirits into my world. I swear, I felt like they was bringing evil spirits into my world. So I'm puffing weed. I'm in the crib puffing weed, and it was like this bag of crack that I had. I had about 50, when this is when crack came in capsules. So I had a bag of crack in my crib, and it was like I'm smoking and by myself. And something in my mind is saying, yo, get that crack out of your get that crack out of your house. Get it out of there now. You know, I took that crack and threw it down the sewer hole. That's the sewer for those who don't, you know. It's the sewer hole to us, the sewer hole, down the sewer. And I remember that time, I was glad I threw them down the sewer, but at the same time, I was like, I just missed out on a lot of money. I mean, how much money was it going to be? I don't know, because I couldn't re-up. I didn't have nowhere else. I had one bag. I had about 50 capsules, but I didn't have no more. It wasn't like I could sell them and be like, yo, I'm gonna go cop some more. No, that was it. I was one and done. I wasn't meant to be no drug dealer, but I was glad. I think it was God who told me to do that, because had I sold those drugs, somebody would have charged me with being a drug dealer. And I wasn't. Now, I wasn't really worried about that with that bag of Xannies, because in the Xannies way. And everybody knew what I did for a living, so yeah, he ain't selling no drugs. But when the old you starts coming out, would I play with somebody like that now? Because for me, it was just a mind trick with the bag of Xannies. But from what I know, Xannies are for girls. Perks are for boys. Like I said, if anybody wants to correct me on that, feel free, because I can't substantiate that. I can't substantiate it. I can't substantiate it. Carol says, never went for fast money. Just legit hustle. I can dig that. My brother Ansel Jones. T. Carey Wright. Stacy White. Thanks for coming through, y'all. Appreciate it. Let's see. Ansel says, the old me now is still me. Oh, okay. Shirley Sherrill. Okay. All right. Stress and depression. Okay. Angel says, I have big brother syndrome. Someone called it being a bully. Carol says, but women do Percocets too. Okay. I ain't gonna lie. I've never known. I don't know no. I always hear about girls being high on Xannies. I ain't never heard.
heard of things being high on purpose. But, you know, this was a long time ago. You know, we have to take that into consideration. We talking about, this was around, man, what was this? 2000 and maybe 2003, 2004, something. You know, it was a minute ago. Matter of fact, wait a minute. You know what? This was before all of that. This might have been like 2001. Early. It was early, Stacey White says. I hate when people look at you and size you up and think they know you. Anxiety pills is not no joke. I hate when I have anxiety. Okay, but is being anxious, is suffering from anxiety the old you? And does people hating on you or whatever, does that bring out the old anxiety in you? Carol says, well, you know, I worked in bars and they played a dangerous game of perks and licks. Oh, Lord. You right, Carol. Never mind. See, you would know a different. You know what? I knew them outside of the bar. You knew them inside of the bar. So you're going to get a different look than I got. So you're right. Yeah. I think I knew chicks that did pills who couldn't afford the pills. Bust that. Can't afford, want to get high, but they can't afford to get high. Crazy stuff. Stacey White says, Omar, I've been through so much. It's me now. I can dig it. So, okay. I see what you're talking about. But when we talk about when the old you starts coming out, you know, some people's old you is not a good old them. You know, some people, you know, think about people who handle all of their problems and all of their adversity with violence. You know what I mean? Everything associated with them was handled by violence. You talk to them wrong, they're going to smack you up. They're going to reach out and touch you. They're going to punch you in the face. People who are always hell-bent on getting people back. Revenge. You know, always plan payback on somebody. Even if it was something dumb, you know? But that was their way of letting you know that they weren't to be played with. Don't play with me. You play with me now, okay, it's cool, but I'm going to get you back, and you're not going to like it. That might not be the you right now, but it might be the you back then. And it might be the you that you go back to when you feel like somebody's trying to play you. Oh, you think it's sweet like that? You think that you can just talk to me any kind of way, or you can do me any kind of way, or you can play me? Okay. Well, watch what happens next. Go back to the old me, see? And some people will warn you. You don't want me to go back to the old me. See, the old me would have had you done in. I ain't even have to touch you. The old me would have made a phone call. And that would have been a call that you would have really, really hoped I didn't make. But you see, that's the old me. I've got my life back together now. I've got my life together. See, I'm out here trying to be positive. I'm out here trying to help the youth. I'm out here trying to build up our community. So I don't have time to send goons after you. But keep it up. Keep it up. And the old me might come out, and the same them might come out too. You don't want the old me to talk to the same them. When the old you starts coming out, get money in the way that you used to get money. You know, when we start talking about love, what about that? When the old way that you used to love comes out, or the old way that you used to reject love. Remember those years when you didn't think that love was possible, or when you misinterpreted, I guess you could say misinterpreted what love was. You know how, you know, some men talk about how they used to just use and abuse them. Use and abuse them. That's what I used to do. It was pain before pleasure. But seriously, you know, back in the days when you might used to be a womanizer, maybe that was your defense against getting your heart broken. So instead of looking for love, you would have just looked for sex. And anytime anybody started to get close to you, anytime somebody started to get next to you, I get back. Maybe you used to be a cheater, a really bad cheater, habitual, you know, unapologetic. You know, putting women or men against each other, you know, thinking it's sweet like that. You think it's funny. You got men fighting over you. You got women fighting over you, that kind of stuff. That's the old you. Maybe the new you finally has gotten that together. And you acting like you got some sense in a relationship. But maybe because of the way that the old you used to be, maybe you don't even deserve to be in a healthy relationship nowadays. You don't even deserve it, but you got it anyway, so here we are. What could make you go back to the old way? Could getting your heart broken now, or getting into a mirror match? You ever been foul and you get up and you come up against somebody who is just as foul as you or worse, and that's the person that you fall in love with? So your whole existence was built up around not getting caught out there, not falling in love, not falling for anybody, not becoming vulnerable, not showing your heart. And then what happens? Boom! You get hit with a U. You got hit with a U. You got hit with a U. You might not have been ready for you. That you did you in. Does that make you go back to, all right, well, you know what? This love thing ain't for me. It ain't for me. I'm going to go back to what I used to be. And it ain't easy to go back to the way you used to be, like people be saying that it is. It's not easy. People do it, but it ain't easy. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get 'Em Show. I'm your host, Sun752. And we're talking about when the old you starts coming out. What makes the old you start coming out? Somebody starts talking to you real slick, trying to play you, trying to cheat you out of some money. Does the old you start coming out like, I know you don't think you smarter than me. I know you don't think you a better hustler than me. I know you don't think that you slicker than me. Okay. Uh-oh. I feel the old me coming out. It's a trigger. When somebody tries to play me, it's a trigger. I'm going to have to show me how to do it, nigga. Carol says, I know or saw chicks who couldn't afford the liquor, so they did pills so they didn't have to spend so much on liquor. The thing is, pills are expensive. I mean, maybe they got somebody to give them some pills. Pills ain't cheap, though. It's an expensive high. But the thing is, the high does last a long time. You know, people who get high on pills, they be high for a minute. But you be null and void. It's not a safe high. That, you know, pills, you know, Xannies perked up. You know, you be all, like, all slow. You null and void. It ain't a good look. That's why people who be, you know, doing pancakes and syrup, the syrup is one thing, but you add in the cakes, You dipping, looking like it ain't cute. So as it says, I knew someone who kept getting hurt so they could go to the hospital for pain pills.
Wow.
Yeah, but I mean, it makes sense though, Cheryl, because you know, pills are narcotics. They are addictive. After a while, like, it's not easy to stop taking pills like it might be for other things. You know, I mean, your body be needing them pills. You know, that's why people who be addicted to pills, it'd be hard for them to kick it. Because first of all, it's a secret high. People don't take pills right in front of you. They take them on the low. You know what I mean? People get addicted to pills on the low. Yeah. Uh-oh. Okay, we good? You start coming out. What did you used to do? I mean, it doesn't always have to be something social. Maybe you used to. I didn't know that people think that in Philly, all we do is ride dirt bikes and wheelie motorcycles and all that. Like we got all of this street motocross going on in Philly. And we do, but I didn't know we was famous for that. I didn't think that. I didn't know that people think that's what we do. Did you know that? Did y'all know that that's a Philly thing? According to some people? What you say? I get what you trying to say. But that's not why you got violated. Okay. Carol says my video is blurry. Yeah. Let me see if I can debuffer. Let me see. I don't know if that worked, if that helps us out. I don't know if that helps, but I closed some of these windows. Because I did have way too many windows open. Could have been sucking up all the bandwidth, even though I should have more than enough. Does it? Uh-oh.
I'm so sorry.
They probably don't want y'all to see what we're saying because we're talking too much of that red stuff. They don't want us to be talking about that red. But yeah, when the old you starts coming out, what is the old you that you really don't want to see anymore? Because we all have to deal with our past. There's some people who were very promiscuous in their past. Now, I don't know what can make a person go back to being a hoe. I don't know what can make them do that. But I imagine that there's some people who might say, see, maybe the same thing as the man who was a cheater. Got his heart broke. He figured the only way to protect myself, you know, maybe. There are certain people I've been friends with on Facebook for, man, years. Like, there are some people I consider to have watched grow up. Because if you've been my Facebook friend since 2010, we're talking about 12 years. If you were in the first grade, you would be graduating high school now. Think about that. So in 12 years, and I've seen them have had children and slow all that down, fall in love, and all of their videos are showing them and their man and all of that, and they broke up with their man. And now, like, do I go back to being what I was before? Can they go back to being what they were before? Before they may not have had any kids. Now they have one or two. Going back to what they were before doesn't seem like a safe thing to do or a smart or responsible thing to do. But you know how people get when they get hurt. When people get hurt, all logic goes out the window. I don't care what I should do. I'm going to do what I got to do. And I don't care who don't like it. Cap says, my phone had no sound. My computer was blurry. Can't win tonight. Wow.
If you can stand that, more power to you. But being in a club after a certain age, yeah, it's a humbling experience. Like, because you ain't going to dress like that, like they are. I don't know what can make you start trying to dress like that again. I don't know what can make you start trying to attract the opposite sex that way again. I don't know. I'm not saying that it can't happen, but I don't know what would make you do it. Because your perspective on things and your motivation for things start to change when you get older and more responsible. Now, if you are the type of person that rejects or is able to do the same old things that you used to be able to do, but you're still going to look awkward. And somebody is going to touch you. I mean, I'm sorry. Somebody is going to tell you that you look dumb. Like, why are you out here with your pants hanging down, you know, out here looking like a young man? You 39 years old. These cats out here ain't even 29. You know? These cats got to put their book bag away to come out here on the block. Here you are, 39 years old. You old enough to have grandkids. And you out here on the block with your pants hanging down, smoking weed and ordering chicken wings from the Chinese store. Saw somebody do that. I would have been like, what? The Rock? What? What? Like, yo. There's certain things we never did in this city. I don't know about other cities, but there's certain things that we never did in this city. Like when Run DMC was hot, we never wore no shell top Adidas with no laces in them. I never even understood why Run DMC did that. That was not fly. It was something they did. But they were the only ones I know who did it. Because shell top, I don't know if y'all have ever owned a pair of shell top Adidas, but they were never comfortable shoes. Never. That's what they were never. They needed laces. You know what I mean? Those things ain't staying on your feet easily. So that was definitely a gimmick for them. But from what I understand, other cities around the United States was mimicking Run DMC. Not here. Not here. We would have looked at you like, what are you doing? We wear our shell tops and no laces. Like, no, we don't. You nutball. What are you doing? Like, you doing to some rappers from New York. Man, you would not have been able to be comfortable here doing that. Nobody did that here. And I mean nobody. Now, maybe if you had a pair of shells that was all, no, nobody did that. No, nobody. Nobody did that here. Nobody did that. That wasn't going to fly because it wasn't fly. Shell tops never been fly. They was decent, but they not fly sneakers. Top 10s was fly. Anyway, Carol says, sure weren't. Like, no, we not doing that. They can do that. Them two guys on stage, three guys on stage, they can do that. We're not doing that. And we not condoning nobody that did that. You know. Matter of fact, nobody dressed like them, period. I don't know what people in New York and nowhere else did, but we didn't do that. So we don't have that to go back to. We don't have that.
Anyway, man, let's do these birthday shout outs and get on about it. You know what I mean? we would have teased somebody so bad if they did that. All right, y'all. Look, check it out. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. October 4th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Kamara Paulding. McGee turning 58 years old today, and LaShonda Lofton turning 44 years old today, and Bilal Kayyem turning 76 years old today, and Gigi Juanina Walker turning 42 years old today, and Roblesha Smith turning 41 years old today, and Minor Tony Minor, Macaroni Tony turning 37 years old today, and Kyrie Minor turning 47 years old today. And KD Barnett, happy birthday to you. And Cinnamon Roberts, happy birthday to you. And my girl, go get a Carrie Batista. Carrie Batista up there in Boston, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, Gail and Haley, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares his birthday on this glorious. October 4th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, yo, listen, check it on out. By the way, I hope that today finds y'all all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. So check this out, man. You know, going back to your old you, first of all, it's not as easy to go back to your old you when you like the new you. When you have morphed and grown and changed into the self that you are, and you're developing your new self, and you like the direction that you're going in, and you feel comfortable in your own skin, and you're moving forward with who you are and what you are and what you're doing. Once you start loving yourself, you will have no reason to go back to your old self. Now, like I said, there can be triggers. And there can be circumstances that warrant certain reasons to go back to whatever you were before, to employing the tactics that you employed before. But when you start to really build the new you and start to learn how to work the new you and start to be able to navigate the new you to do what you needed to do and to give back to you and yours what you needed to, you won't go back to the old ways. The old ways are supposed to have prepared you for now. They're supposed to have gotten you to this place where you are now. They're supposed to, you like, basically you went through the fire in order to get to this nice, cool, comfortable place. But don't let anybody have control over taking you back to what you used to do in order to get you through today. What you did before got you through where you were before. What you're doing now is what's getting you through today. Now, sure, you had to come from somewhere in order to get to where you are now, but just be glad that you were able to make it to where you are now. Because that's the place where you need to be. Cause and the proof of that is that you are still here.
Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. I want to thank y'all for listening to the Daily Go Get-A-Mism show. I hope y'all enjoy listening to it as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. We will be back tomorrow night, so sit back and hold tight. And Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Flashes rocking on the radio. Yes, yes, y'all. And you don't stop. It's that rhythm that makes.